Russia and the United States are analysing the outcome of talks between their officials in Saudi Arabia, according to the Kremlin. The two countries have said the talks in Riyadh were focused on a proposal for a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea. Meanwhile, the conflict continues. Russia's defence ministry today accused Ukraine of launching three attacks on Russian civilian energy infrastructure. Ukrainian energy infrastructure has come under repeated attacks from Russia over the course of the war. Dr. Jenny Mathers, Senior Lecturer in International Politics at Aberystwyth University, is on the line. Thanks for talking to us again. There was an awful lot of hype around these talks. What are we to make of the quiet way they've concluded?
Well, I think it indicates, firstly, that this war is not going to be an easy one to resolve, despite Trump's claims that he could end it very quickly, even in a day. That's obviously not the case at all. But I think the second thing that we can conclude from what we've seen so far is that the Russians seem to have really taken the proposal of a ceasefire and twisted it very successfully towards the very specific issues that they want to see progress on. And there's not much sign that the Ukrainians are going to get very much out of any ceasefire deal, if indeed one is agreed.
So we're talking here then about slow steps rather than America's original proposal, which was for a comprehensive 30-day ceasefire.
That's right. And, you know, a comprehensive ceasefire would at least have given an indication that, you know, both sides were serious, presumably, if they both observed it, and would have laid the ground for perhaps, you know, peace negotiations, which could have led for something longer term and more stable. I think the way that they're moving now, which is a very one-sided, very, very sort of micro-focused on specific issues that Russia wants to advance, you know, this is not really a ceasefire in any meaningful sense of the word. It's not going to protect civilians. It's not going to involve a cessation of hostilities. You know, the war will still continue, whether Black Sea shipping is halted or not. So I think it's a very sort of distorted view of what a ceasefire is.
A statement is expected later on in the day. What do you think it will say?
Well, that's the question. I mean, there were apparently 12 hours of talks yesterday between the Americans and the Russians, and they haven't managed to agree a statement yet. So that raises all kinds of questions about, you know, whether there are still big issues to be resolved between them or what's going to happen. So, you know, probably there'll be some kind of quite a minimal statement coming out of this, whatever the two can agree on as a sort of a common denominator. And then, you know, we'll see how it progresses from there.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.